Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Ron Hick.
Yeah, just sort of saying there, you know, the actual worship here is absolutely fantastic. We worship Jesus and he loves our worship and he meets with us. And he loves us so much, really, that he gives us back. He gives us it all back, so we feel fantastic inside. And actually, we're worshipping Jesus. But he loves us so much that he builds us up. It's absolutely immense, isn't it? And it's just fantastic. A bit about me, obviously, I think most people know me. I've been in Scarborough now a good 3 or 4 months. But I've been at Kingdom Faith, well, over a year now. And since I've come to Kingdom Faith, I've just never looked back. It's a fantastic church and a wonderful, wonderful, amazing set of people. It's a very spiritual church, and I just love it. And the Spirit is moving, and we're going with it, which is just fantastic. Just fantastic. What a church. You're all fantastic. So, yeah, I've got 2 daughters, Nicola and Laura. One's 22, one's 19. And they haven't been easy. But I think perhaps children between the age of 14 and 17 should be locked up in a shed and brought out afterwards. Well, I don't think I'll get past. I've got a lovely lady at the front there, Deborah. Very, very blessed. Fantastic. And, yeah, I never look back. And if you knew where I was 2 years ago, you wouldn't believe it. That's another story. That's a bit about me. Now, I must mention the men's conference. It's amazing, the church here, in that God's at the moment saying, come on, lads, come on, everybody, meet with me. And at the men's conference, we were all having a cup of tea and a chat and all that, and God's into a place saying, come on. The Spirit's moving, and we want, you know, he wants to be with us. He wants to meet with us. He's just desperate to be with us. And at the men's summit, I just couldn't believe it. It actually blew me away. It was so, so, so good that we actually met with Jesus in a new level, a whole new level. He's sort of saying to us, come on, Kingdom Faith, we're moving. And it's no longer we're walking, we're starting to trot along, we're going to run along with Jesus. We're starting to run, and it's been like that now for me in my heart for some time here at Kingdom Faith. We're starting to run with Christ. It's just so, so, so good. You know, it's just fantastic. I'm just loving it. So, what's the word? The word's awaken, isn't it? So I thought, when Paul gave me a good week's notice for this talk, I thought, that's quite a while in notice. And Brian says to me, yeah, so that's massive, is that? He usually gives you about 24 hours notice. So I'm very blessed in that, apparently. And I thought, hey, awaken's away. I'm going to talk on awaken. That's safe, isn't it? That's fantastic. I'm going to talk on awaken. I was laid in my bed in East Ayrton, just having a word with the Lord, and he says to me, well, Ron, yeah, awaken's good, but... He says to me, the power of the spoken word. The power of the spoken word. This is the way forward. When you speak the word out, things are going to happen. We're proclaiming stuff. You know, we're in Jesus. Jesus is in us. And when Jesus spoke the word out, it happened. Didn't it happen? It really, really did happen. Absolutely fantastic. So, let's just have a look at what Jesus did. In Lazarus, in John, it's been spoken to a little bit by Paul over the last couple of weeks. But what did Jesus do to bring Lazarus out of that tomb? He walked there, but what did he actually do when he got there? He says, Lazarus, come out. He said it with authority, because he's in God, he's God on earth. He said, and then Lazarus walked out, but he spoke it out. He didn't just wave him out, he spoke it out. And it happened. That's so important that we get to know that speaking the word out is a very, very powerful thing. In Mark, they all got in the boat, didn't they? The story is well known. And in that boat, Jesus says, we're going to cross this water. And then he was tired of being busy, Jesus. Fairly busy. So he lays down and he starts getting a bit in the corner there, asleep. Of course, we know then that the waves come, and the followers think, Oh, dear me. This isn't very good. So they start to panic a little bit. And they go up to Jesus and they wake him. We all know the story. And the first thing that Jesus did there is kind of rebuked him. He says, you have little faith. But then what did he do? He spoke out. And he stopped the storm. He stopped the waves. He demanded calm. And it was so. So what he did there was, first of all, he rebuked the followers. And then he built their faith up. He built their faith up in him, the Son of God. And he did that by speaking the word out. He spoke the word out. And it was. He did it with authority. So he knew that that waves and that wind were going to stop. He knew it. He said it with 100% conviction. It's important. We see that Jesus was teaching us have complete faith. And I mean 100% faith. And when we speak the word out, it will happen. It will happen. So let's bring that into our lives. So how do you know speaking out good things is good? Well, it pleases the Lord. We know it does. Jesus builds us up every day. He fills us with the Holy Spirit. He encourages us. He puts words into us. He don't put bad words into us. He may teach us, but it's always good. Jesus is good. Jesus is really, really good. He puts good words into us, good words into our hearts, our minds, and he shows us the way. He shows us the right way. Every single morning, I pray for the Holy Spirit to fill me. Every single morning, I'm blessed with the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit guides me through the day. Sometimes I might step away a little bit from him. He says, Ron, come back. And he teaches us. He moves us in the right direction. If we listen to him, he moves us in the right direction. He teaches us to praise. To encourage other people. To love other people. One of his commandments was love thy neighbour as thyself. If we do that, boy, what a world we live in. He teaches every single day. He encourages us to speak the word out. He taught us. In the Bible, it shows us so many times him speaking the word out. In Proverbs 18, it says the tongue has a power of life and death. Life and death. The tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. That's awesome, isn't it? Those that love it will eat its fruit. In Proverbs 12, part of it says, the tongue of the wise brings healing. So he's saying there, if we talk out healing, it will happen. If we do it in Jesus, it will happen in your lives. You have Jesus in you. If you accepted Christ, you have Jesus in you. And you can do all things in Christ. It's written. I was at a God encounter on Thursday. Wow, what an amazing place Lamplough House is. Woo, woo, woo. Absolutely amazing. You go there, and once again, Paul was up front there, but God was there first saying, come and meet me, come on. And you know, you just can't help it. It's absolutely amazing. God's just saying, come on, run to me. So, we had a fantastic time there. If you were there, wow. If you weren't, get yourself there Thursday evenings. But at the end, we did some praying for each other. And it's intense now. The Spirit is moving amongst us, and it won't get embarrassed, but Brian at the moment, has got such an Holy Spirit in me. It's actually flowing out of him. Absolutely flowing out of him it is. It's amazing. It's such an anointing on him at the moment. And I go near him, I feel like falling over. It's such an anointing he's got on him. If I get a chance at the end of this chat, I'll break the anointing down. But what that means is Brian's been blessed, basically. And we're praying for various people. And Christine came forward, says, I've got a bad back, will you pray for us? And Brian's like, yeah, of course I will. So I prayed too. And Christine had a bad back for some time, she'll let you know. Anyway, we prayed, and it was loud, and it was powerful, and it was very, very vocal. It was spoken out with authority. It was spoken out in Jesus' strength. Not our strength, in Jesus' strength. It was pointed out and spoken over that illness had no part in Christine. This bad back had no part whatsoever in her life. And Christine came up to me this morning. She says, Ron. I says, yeah. Not bad back. It's absolutely healed. It's absolutely healed. Now, woo, woo, how good is Jesus, eh? How good is Jesus? It was spoken out and she's healed. And she's had it for years. So, Brian was obedient to that. He spoke the word out. He spoke against that illness. And the illness gnashed. It went. It had no choice. It was spoken out in Jesus' name. So, when you're out there in the workplace, in your homes, with your kids, encourage. Jesus wants you to encourage, to love them, to help them, to bring them up, not to bring them down. It's a bit of a two-edged sword, is this speaking the word out, because how many times have you said, my boss... A bit of a, you know what he's like. Johnny, if I end up straight, been carrying on again. How many times have we all done that? You know, knock someone down all the time. Who's its child? He's at it again, playing up. He's been swearing, you know. We all do it, don't we? We all bring people down. I know I do. Try not to, but I know I do. Tittle-tattle, putting people down. The Lord just doesn't like it, doesn't want us to do it. It says in Matthew, around about 15, but the things that come out of a person's mouth come from our heart. They come from the heart. And these defile us. What defile? That's sort of... I'm not a scholar. Defile. I'll have a look at this word, defile. It's written in the Bible. So what do these words do when we speak badly? Well, defile means to pollute. Hello. To make filthy. To injure our purity. We've got to guard ourselves. Christ went on to explain. He brought... defile down into a number of things. I've just written a few down here that bring it home to myself more than anything. Evil thoughts. How many of us had evil thoughts over our years? Murder. I hope nobody's murdered anybody, but that's one of them. Adulteries. Thefts. To bear false witness. To blaspheme. That blaspheme means to rebuke God, really. To say he's not there. Desire over people's possessions. I mean, how many times he's got a nice car. He's got a nice house. He's got this. You know, I want that. I want that. Why haven't I got that? Again, I've been guilty of that. Wickedness. Let's talk about wickedness, but basically that's a desire to injure other people. in whatever way. Deceit. Lust. And one I've got to work on. Pride. I think all men have got to work on pride. Yeah. These are things we've got to guard ourselves against. Guard ourselves against it. It says in Ephesians, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. So what he's saying there is, let's look at their needs and build people up. Build them up. Let them see Christ in you. Let them see Jesus in you. Build them up. Then in Ephesians it goes on to say that it may benefit those who listen. That's awesome, isn't it? Absolutely awesome. Encouraging us. I went on to look at this as I was looking at the spoken word, and I looked in Matthew 12. It scared me a little bit. I mean, sometimes we read the Bible, and I've started now to really, really look at these words. I'm only a baby Christian, only been a Christian 6 years, so it's good to me to read these words and look at them, even to study them, not in a silly way, but in a spiritual way, to get the meaning. It says in Matthew 12, but I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. That's scary, isn't it? Every empty word we've spoken. So, a good point. He's telling us to build people up. We know that, don't we? And Jesus showed us many, many times, miracle after miracle, and he built people up. He builds us up every single day. He's awesome, is Jesus. He fills us up every day and builds us up every single day. What he teaches is disciples, and we're disciples, every one of us. People at back, front, sides, we're all disciples of Christ. And we can perform miracles by speaking out. Every one of us can do exactly what Jesus did. Because we've got Jesus, not in our strength, because we're just empty vessels, but in Jesus, we can perform miracles. We can make the natural supernatural. Absolutely supernatural. We know, how do we know this? Because it tells us many times in the Bible. We've seen it in our own lives. In Acts 3, it says, after spending the rest of his life begging at the temple gate, the crippled man received his healing through Peter and John, who commanded him to walk in the name of Jesus. Peter and John, the disciples, just met, just said, just men. They're in Christ, they're more than just men. But they performed that miracle. They did exactly what Jesus did. They were taught by Jesus. They believed in Jesus. They had complete faith in Jesus. So they spoke it out. And it happened. It's amazing, though. There's a spiritual movement across Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. And the Spirit is moving. And I think what Jesus is saying to us, look, follow me at a faster pace. We need to be showing people the supernatural. When we show people the supernatural, what will happen is people will start talking good things. They'll start talking great things about God's people. When they see the supernatural in you, 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 and you, they're going to think, wow, wow. And what that'll do is draw people to Christ. We'll see this movement start to run with more numbers. Much more numbers, not addition, multiplication. We're going to multiply our numbers, and we're going to do that because we are going to run with Christ. And we're going to step out in that faith. And we are going to go out into our lives, and we are going to make a difference. Because we're bold. That boldness is not in our strength. I won't be up here now talking in my strength, I tell you now. In Jesus' strength we do it. Because in Jesus' strength, I tell you, everything's possible. It's amazing, you know, I actually sang at the Men's Summit. Men's Melbourne. I can't sing. I told Pastor Paul I can't sing. He says, you're actually in tune, Ron. And I'm not going to sing now. I can talk. People tell you I can talk. But I can't sing. And I got the microphone and I started singing. Up and down like this, singing prophetically. Apparently in tune. Apparently so. And it was more than a miracle. It was a major miracle. And that was because God says to me, pick that microphone up, Ron, and crack on. So I thought, well, yeah, I'm going to do this. So I sang. I was shaking, but I sang. And it was in Jesus' strength, not Ron's strength. It was in Jesus' strength. So those words just come to you. So when you step out in that faith, when you step out into that scary place, you're probably in the right place. You're probably in the right place. And I believe you and me, he will not let you down. Hallelujah. He will not let you down.
That's right.
When you step out, he will not let you down. In Acts 9, around about 33, 35, somewhere there, Peter met a paralyzed man named Aeneas. Within Lydia, and Jesus Christ heals you, get up, were his words. Jesus Christ heals you, get up, were Peter's words. Peter's words. Again, I keep saying it, a disciple of Jesus. Somebody who says, yeah, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to believe in you. And I'm going to be like you. And he said, Jesus Christ heals you, get up. And the man was immediately healed. Immediately healed. It wasn't 2 or 3 days later. It was immediately healed. And what that did, it's written in Acts, around about 9:33, someone will tell me exactly where that is. That once he did that, many who knew him turned to the Lord. So the word was spoken. The miracle happened. People saw it. And Jesus' numbers were increased. And it says many. It doesn't say one or two. It says many. So I encourage you. This is what happens when the supernatural happens. And we do the supernatural in Jesus. You know, this is a bit difficult for me. It's a bit personal. But about 9 months ago, I was nearly 20 stone. I'm still quite fat now, but I was nearly 20 stone. And Robert there, and again Brian were there, and I said to them, you know, I'm in Christ. I've had a problem with eating. I don't want to do this, Lord. And I asked for forgiveness. Anyway, what happened was, I spoke out, I'm going to lose some weight. I spoke out on the street, I think we were in the street, weren't we? I said, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to stop going to the fridge when I feel down. I'm going to stand on that rock. I'm going to stand on that rock. And I'm going to go to you, Lord. I spoke it out to two guys. I'm now 5 stone lighter. That's not me. Don't clap me. That's a rock. And the fact that I was brave enough and bold enough in Christ to speak it out. I spoke it out. I lost 5 stone in 6 months. So it works. It really, really does work. You know, I was going to speak on anointing, but I think I'm probably going to run out of time. Paul says to me, he says, Ron, if you take more than 30 minutes, Kate will shoot you. Now, I don't know if she's got a gun. I'm getting close to 30 minutes now, so if she shoots me, will someone come and pray for me, bring me back, please? Because I'm quite enjoying life at the moment. So I was going to talk, God give me some talking anointing and all that, but and a number of things, but we'll miss out for now, so it's going to take too long. But this, are we all looking forward to this?
Yes. Amen.
Now, I mentioned the Holy Spirit is moving, and Kingdom Faith Yorkshire is anointed with this moving. It really, really is. It really, really is. You're getting this? It really is anointed. That don't mean this front row here, Shona, Paul, Christine, don't mean just those guys. It's you lot, the church. You are anointed with this. You guys out there have been given this, and Jesus has trusted you with it. So, I'd like you all to speak out about this. Please, tell your friends. Tell your enemies. But let them know about this. Because it's going to be absolutely awesome. It's going to be the event of this century, Scarborough. It really is. It really, really is. It's that important. I spoke to God a lot about this, and we've been anointed. The Spirit is moving. We just cannot deny that, and we don't want to deny that. But it's all been building up to this. It really, really has. In fact, I'd like you all stand up, please. Possible. Right. Let's make some noise. Let's make some noise for this. Let's speak out. Let's speak out on this. Let's build it up. Let's give it a big lot of noise, because it's going to be awesome. It's going to be absolutely awesome. It's going to be a shining light. It's going to be a massive shining light for Jesus. And we're anointed with that light. So let's start praying now. Let's speak it out. Massive success for this. Let's start speaking out that it's going to be an absolute blessing to everybody around. It's going to be a financial success for this church. It's not going to be a burden for this church. It's going to be an absolute awesome event. It's going to be an absolutely shining light, an explosion of Christ in Scarborough, in the Spa. Let's speak out success, success for this event. It's going to be a success. Let's speak it out. Let's speak it out, guys. Come on, I want to hear some noise. Let's speak it out, Lord. Jesus is going to be in that house, big style. It's going to be in the house, hugely. It's going to be a financial blessing for this church. It's going to be a blessing for everybody around it, everyone involved with it. And it's going to be an epicenter, a big shining light. It's going to be a volcano that erupts in Scarborough. And when it erupts, It's going to be good. It's going to be Jesus. It's going to be Jesus going out there. Jesus going into people's hearts. The Holy Spirit will run with the people. It will run with the people. This is going to be a success. This is going to be absolutely awesome. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be in Jesus' name. It's going to make Jesus known in other people's lives that have not known him before. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And we do it not in our strength, but in Jesus' strength. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We speak it out. Success for this.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Success for this. We speak it out right now. Thank you, Jesus, for this being a massive success in your name in Scarborough. It's absolutely going to be amazing. I can't bring words to it. I cannot bring words to it. She's shaking on that man. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. We lift your name, Lord. The Lamb is worthy. The Lamb is worthy. The Lamb is worthy. Amen. Amen on this. Hey, that's awesome, guys. That's awesome. Yes. Oh, it's awesome, guys. It's awesome. It's awesome, guys. It's awesome. Yes. That's good. That's good. Success. Success. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Right, so I've had me 30 minutes. I don't want to shoot him. I had so much more to bring, but maybe another time. I'd just like to thank you all for allowing me to come up here. I'm so humble. I really am. Because you guys are awesome. Thanks for listening, and God bless you all. You're amazing. Thanks so much.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.